Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Praise God. We're together again. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. Amen. Good to see all of you here on this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of the month, October the 23rd, 2022. Amen, amen. And in St. Louis, it's a beautiful day. It's very windy, but it's a beautiful day, and it's supposed to be a little bit of summer today here. Last week, we had a little bit of winter. So it's just interesting what's going on right now. I do believe the earth is groaning, getting ready for us, the sons of God, and for the Lord Jesus Christ to come on back and get us. Amen, amen. Well, hallelujah, you can tell I'm preaching today. I'm starting already. Thank you, Jesus. Well, welcome again, everybody. Pastor Mom is here looking bright and shiny, and she's going to greet everyone and open up with the word of prayer.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to see you this morning.
Amen, amen. So let's pray, Mom. Our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done.
On earth?
On earth.
As it is
in heaven.
Give us this day.
Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us.
Give us.
Forgive us.
And forgive us.
Forgive us.
Forgive us
our trespasses,
mm-hmm.
as we forgive those.
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not.
And lead us not.
Into temptation.
Temptation.
But.
Deliver us.
From evil.
From evil.
For thine
is the kingdom, and power and glory.
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. We praise God for you, Pastor Mom. Good to have the word hitting in your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So times like these, it'll just come on out. Amen. Let's continue. Lord. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you for being with us.
And standing by us.
Standing by us.
And holding us.
And holding us.
In the hollow.
In the hollow.
Of thine own hand. Bless our president. And give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you, Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Let's all go to our scripture for today, and we'll be reading all together Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Hallelujah. Let's read that together. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And then we'll go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Let's read.
Oh, come,
let us sing unto the Lord. Let us start again. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with song. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the sea. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come. Hallelujah. Let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And then let's read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we just praise and thank God. And you know, at this time, the Lord has given us a charge, hallelujah, and a challenge to find out more about his name, his character, and his nature. And so every month he's given us a different aspect. And this month we're looking at hope. Hallelujah. We are looking at hope. Praise God. So earlier this month, we looked at our hope. Hallelujah. In 1 Timothy 1 and verse 1, amen. And it says, and the Lord Jesus Christ, which is our hope. So we know that our hope has a name. His name is Jesus. And then we looked at Psalm 146 and verse 5. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. Amen. And that week we heard the song, My Hope is Built on Nothing Less Than Jesus Christ and Righteousness. Amen. And then last week we looked at Romans 15 and verse 13. Now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace in believing that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He is the God of hope. Hallelujah. And so we want to hear he's the God of hope again. Amen. He is the God of hope. And that's this song, God of Hope. Praise
God. God above, you are God below, you are God when I am weak. God will not go. And I can't go on. You lift my soul. Cause you are God forever. You're the God of hope. You are God above. You are God below. You are God when I am weak. You are God when I grow. And I can't go on. You lift my soul. You're God forever. You're the God of hope. Oh, 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 oh. You're the God of hope. Oh, 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 oh.
Hallelujah. That bears repeating. You're the God of hope. Hallelujah. You are the God of hope. And we just praise his name. Glory to God. And that's our pearls to ponder. We need to know he is the God of hope. Whatever comes, whatever goes, amen. And even as we go into our sermon later on, we're going to need to know that he is the God of hope. Praise God. Amen. And that's our pearls to ponder today. Glory to God. Let's go on to our declarations. We've added some declarations. And because we do need to declare and decree over our atmosphere, over ourselves, over our friends, over our family, over everything, declaring and decreeing by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God. Now, Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the Word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. His word stands forever. You know, we could say that over and over again. It means so much that his word stands forever. And when we see, you know, the economy doing what it's doing, when we see people doing what they're doing, oh my goodness, you know, we got to know that the word of God stands forever. Hallelujah. It's not here today and gone tomorrow, but the word of God stands forever. Okay, so we're going to say our declarations. Continue to be fully engaged as we say these declarations. Hallelujah. I found that I've needed these declarations. And I just leaned and relied on what the Lord had me to say out of my mouth from his word. And things change. Hallelujah. So we're going to things look like they're doing something. But as we continue to stand on his word, believe in his word, we're going to see those things that are trying to be contrary to his word be rendered null and void in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer, this declaration after me. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me
from the curse of the law.
From the curse of the law.
Therefore, I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body function in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body, in the name of Jesus. And that's Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:9, telling you that I'm standing on that word as well. Hallelujah, because that word, that's the word of God, it stands forever. And there's been trying to be some allergic reactions on my body. And I say, hey, I've already declared and decreed this. You got to go. You got to leave. You can't just keep popping up hives trying to pop up. You got to go because the word of God stands forever. Amen. So repeat after me, great is the peace.
Great is the peace
of my children,
of my children,
and children's children,
and children's children.
For they are taught,
for they are taught
of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Isaiah 54 and verse 13. Continue to repeat. I have no lack.
I have no lack.
For my God,
for my God,
meets all my needs,
all my needs,
according,
according
to his glorious riches,
in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. That's Philippians 4 and verse 19. Hallelujah. Now let's get real deep here. Amen. I overrule, disallow,
and veto
every diabolical,
subverting activity,
injunction, directive,
mandate,
or order,
which opposes
the will of the Lord
concerning my life,
my ministry,
and my family.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. That's Matthew 18:18. And amen. I wanted to say that one today because they were saying good things about the student loan debt removal, and now it's trying to be turned around. Well, we overrule and we disallow and we veto. We veto all of that. Now, whether God's going to pay off those student loans through the government or he's going to do it another way, it's going to be done. Amen. And we declare and decree, hallelujah, that it is the will of God that we not be in debt in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. And if you all were listening to God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio on Thursday, you know, we think about the kind of debt that we have over here, the debt in other countries. And there, like in Pakistan, that's what our speaker was talking about. In Pakistan, if they owe a debt, them and their whole family have to work it out in the brickyard. Lord have mercy. And we lift them up in the name of Jesus. Like any kind of debt, they have to pay it off like that. So their fam, and then the brick master who's over the brickyard will charge them interest and all kinds of extra fees where when they are in debt for $100, they end up being in debt for $1,000. Because of all of the interest rate and the fees that are heaped upon them. And we just lift that up in the name of Jesus. That's like almost unbelievable, but it is actually happening in other countries. Amen. Just kind of want to throw that in. We thank God for where we are, and we thank God that country that he's placed us in is not perfect by any means. And we keep our America, you know, the United States, we keep the United States in prayer. I found myself singing this week, God Bless America, you know, and just praying over our nation. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on and hear some praise and worship. Amen. As we go further into the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's awesome. He's just awesome. Glory to God. Amen. And right now, he's moving some mountains. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Because he can move the mountains.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. The worship song that says this, our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say my God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say. Come on, if you know he's awesome, say. Lift your voice. Forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on and testify if you know he's awesome. Say it. Come on and lift your voice. Come on, somebody say.
Hallelujah. Our God is awesome. Hallelujah. He is awesome. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for your awesomeness. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our finances. Amen. Hallelujah. He's awesome. He can even help us with finances, move those financial mountains as well, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we have our prayer for finances, another declaration type prayer. And we're praying over our finances. Hallelujah. Good things are happening in our finances. You know, we find out that, you know, we go to the store and the food is higher than it used to be, but somehow God provides and we have enough. Hallelujah. Amen. And exceeding abundantly above. We're going to keep declaring and decreeing that in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's pray our prayer over our finances. Come on with me. Be fully engaged. Amen. Repeat after me. Lord, I commit my finances to you. Be in charge of them and use them for your purpose. May I be a good steward of all that you give me and walk in total agreement as to how it is to be dispersed. Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. I pray that I will find it
easy
to give to you
and to others
as you have instructed
in your word.
May I always be paid well
for the work I do.
And may my money
not be stolen,
lost,
devoured,
destroyed, or wasted. Multiply it. So what I have
and what I
make will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances, but will seek your kingdom first,
knowing
that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And right now we come against all of these telemarketers that call on Sunday morning in the middle of service. The blood of Jesus is over them. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All right, so there's three ways to give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You may give via our Cash App. In the Cash App, our Cash App is $ESLCCC. That's $ESLCCC. If you're here in the Heritage House, you can give at the door, and the door is 2E. Also, you can give via mail. Hallelujah. Make your checks payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 3103. Amen. Now let's pray. Hallelujah. Over our finances. Lord Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the givers, Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Those who are tithing, Lord, giving that 10%. Thank you, Lord God. 10% of everything that comes to them, they give it to you, Lord God. We thank you for the tithers right now. Hallelujah. And then you said, try me on this, test me on this, to see when I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out blessings too much to receive. That's in Malachi chapter 3. We thank you for that, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake, so that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. We give you praise and glory for that, Lord God. Hallelujah. And thank you for the overflow coming out of the windows of heaven as we tithe. Bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah. We'll never lack. We'll never have a want in Jesus' name. We also lift up those who are giving, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the givers. In the book of Luke, chapter 6, and verse 38, it says, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Amen. So the Lord was just showing me that as we tithe, we get the vertical blessings from heaven, because he's pouring out from the windows of heaven. Hallelujah. And that still could be that people give it to you, but it's coming straight from the windows of heaven. And then that's for the tithers and for the givers. Hallelujah. You're not quite tithing, or you're over and above tithing. Hallelujah. For the givers, you get the vertical blessing where men give unto your bosom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The people around you, they may know you, they may not know you. Amen. One time I was on a plane and I was talking to this man, just we were giving our testimonies back and forth, just talking to each other. And next thing I knew, he pulled out a check and gave me a check for $500. I said, well, glory to God. Hallelujah. That's men giving unto your bosoms. Hallelujah. And so we praise God for however he wants to give the overflow. Hallelujah, that he can do it, because we are in position for him to do it. And so, God, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God, that you even said that you provide seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So thank you for the seeds that you provided for us to sow, and that as we sow our seed, we name our seed, just like planting in a garden. Amen. You know, you expect something to grow up when you plant a tomato seed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. And we give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor for doing exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask, think, or even imagine. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, that you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now, and bless us as you have promised us. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We just want to, as we go on, we're going to go into another praise and worship song. And I just want to acknowledge some people on the line today. Just to let you know, I'm just grateful to see you all here. Minister Rachel and family, Pastor Price, amen. Minister Joanne, good to see you this morning. Hallelujah. Minister Mary, Minister Amber, hallelujah. Minister Faye, glory to God. And I believe that's Minister Carrie that's with us this morning as well. Good to see all of you this morning. May the Lord bless you all. Hallelujah. In just the place, in just the way that you need to be blessed today. Hallelujah. Amen. You're here for a reason. Glory to God. And God is definitely in the midst. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I haven't heard this song in a while. It's still on my heart about miracles, that he is a miracle worker and he's doing miracles. You know, still looking for testimonies as you guys see things that God is doing for you. It could be money miracles. It could be any health miracles. Whatever it is that God's doing for you, we want to hear your testimony. So, you know, press your number one key, and we want to hear it. Amen. And here's a song that we can just really praise God on and worship him on. He's the way maker. Miracle worker.
In the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker. Everybody say,
Miracle.
Anybody know he's a Waymaker tonight? He's a miracle worker.
Hallelujah. That is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, light in the darkness, promise keeper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's who he is. Amen. And much, 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 much more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Before we go into our sermon and the prayer over our sermon today, we want to acknowledge, you know, all of the clergy on the line. Hallelujah. You know, this is Clergy Appreciation Month, and, you know, we want to acknowledge you all. Some of you, you may be new in ministry. Some of you have not been in ministry that long. Some of you, you may not even have been licensed and ordained as a minister, but God is using you in ministry. Wherever you are, wherever you go, you have a heart of ministry, and that really is so many of you who are on the line right now. Amen. And so we want to acknowledge you, Minister Rachel, and your family. Hallelujah. And your family is in ministry as well. They may not think that they are, but they are. So we want to acknowledge you all. We want to acknowledge you, Minister Joanne. Hallelujah. I don't think you've been formally licensed and ordained, but you are a minister nonetheless. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Wherever you go, whatever you do, you are ready to do the will of God. You are a minister of reconciliation. And so we honor God's presence in you today, Minister Joanne. Minister Mary, hallelujah. Amen, amen. And you just walk around and ministry happens. Hallelujah. And people's hearts and lives are touched just looking at you. Glory to God. And we just want to thank God and honor him for you, Minister Mary. Hallelujah. And not too long ago, people began to say how it's so important for us to minister in the workplace. And we minister through our very lives in the workplace. And that's what you're doing. Minister Amber, praise God. Hallelujah. Even new in ministry, and God is not really so new. You've been ministering for a long time since you were a child. And so we want to acknowledge God's ministry in you. Hallelujah. And how he causes you to be, you know, very positive about what he's doing everywhere. Praise God. And then Minister Faye, hallelujah, we thank the Lord for you and the ministry that God is doing in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know sometimes you don't even understand everything that he's doing through you, but you're obedient to do whatever he tells you to do. Hallelujah. And that's good ministry right there. And then Minister Carrie, we thank the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Amen. And just with you and then with other ministers too, the Lord said the faithfulness, just being faithful in a few things, and he'll make you ruler over much. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Being faithful, ministering to the children and having a heart for children. We thank God for you today, Minister Carrie. Hallelujah. And then last but not least, we want to thank the Lord for Helen Price. Hallelujah. She is celebrating 40 years in ministry. Yesterday was her 40th year of pastoral ministry. She had been in ministry prior to that, but 40 years of being a pastor. Hallelujah. And so of being called as a pastor. So we just thank the Lord for Pastor Price. If you would like to bless Pastor Price, you can do it via Cash App. And her Cash App is $GloryToGod39. It's cash, the Cash App, the $Glory, two is T-O, God, of course you know G-O-D, 39. So if the Lord leads you to bless her, and she's one of those kind of people. I was looking online at something, and people were blessing this guy with $2, $1. He would stop in the middle of talking and say, well, thank you. Thank you so-and-so for that $2. Thank you. Then somebody else with $3. Oh, thank you so much for that $3. And the $10 was, oh, thank you for the $10. I mean, everybody got a good thank you for however they bless. So feed into Pastor Price. I mean, she is, you're coming here on East St. Louis Christian Center Church. She's the founder of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. God used her to do that. She's really my spiritual mother, spiritual mentor, you know, confidant even now. Hallelujah. And I go to her, you know, for prayer. She's my battle buddy, one of my battle buddies. So, you know, if the Lord is leading you, please bless her. $GloryToGod39. That's her Cash App. Praise God. Amen. And we just honor each and every one of you. And don't let me leave out my mama sitting right here. Pastor Mom, you know, we want to bless and honor Pastor Mom McCoy for all that she's done, because she's been the pastor of the East St. Louis Christian Center Church for over 20-something years. And that she has been such a blessing. And whatever she goes through, like one time she, back 13 years ago, she went through a stroke. And then she preached that next Sunday that she got out of the hospital. Hallelujah. So we're talking about faithful. And Pastor Mom has been faithful even when the church went down to two people. It was just her and Sister Savannah for years. And she continued to minister and continued to keep the church going through all that time. And then, you know, even in as she is 90 years young now, praise God, she continues on. Hallelujah. Amen. I know she didn't want to get up this morning, but she did. smile on our face this early in the morning. So we just thank and praise God for each and every one of you. Amen. Hallelujah. And so at the end, we'll open the line, Pastor Price, if you want to say anything at that time or any of you want to say anything. But we're going to go on into the word today. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, and before we do that, I also want to say, I'll probably say it again later on, Get 'Em Radio, we are celebrating our 10th anniversary in the month of November. So starting next month, we'll be doing that. I'll probably say that again. Amen. Let's get into prayer and go into the word today. Ah, Lord God, you are awesome. You are wonderful. You are glorious. We thank you for being in the midst today, Lord God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We're looking for you to reveal yourself to us, your name, your character, your nature, what you do and how you do it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Our ears are attuned to you, Lord God. Our hearts are open to you. However you want to do, whatever you want to do, the way you want to do it, Lord God, we are open to you. And we continue to dedicate this broadcast and everything that we do to you, Lord God. We give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, I guess the first thing I should say is when I ended the service last week, I said, we're going to the potter's house next week. I should have said, we're going to the potter's house next week, Lord willing. I should have said it like that. But anyway, as I was, listening to him and going through the word today, the potter's house is coming. We are going to the potter's house, but not this week. The next time we come back on the third Sunday, Lord willing, in November, we will go to the potter's house. But as I talked to the Lord, there was more because he's laying a groundwork of what he's doing, his character and his nature as we're talking. And, he said the potter's house is coming, but there's some things that we need to see and know about him even before we get to the potter's house part of it. And that's going to be fun and interesting. So let's go back. Well, first I want to give out some scriptures. For those of you who are available to read the scriptures, I'd like to assign scriptures to you. So if you are available to read a scripture, please press your number one key. And we're going to give those out now, assign scriptures now, so we can go through quickly. I'll say it again in case you're multitasking. We're going to be reading some scriptures. I'm asking for volunteers to press your number one key. If you're available, if you're able to do that, press your number one key, and I'd like to have you read scriptures. If it's only one or two, then that's fine. I see two already, Minister Rachel and Minister Faye. But anybody else, if you're available, please press your number one key. Otherwise, they're going to have to read all the scriptures. Amen. Well, Pastor Mom, first of all, Pastor Mom is going to read. She's going to sing because she's already memorized it. So we're going to do that. Minister Rachel, your number one key has been pressed all along. So are you or the children going to be available to read, Minister Rachel?
Yes. Actually, okay, Gabrielle pressed. She pressed the number one key.
Okay. All right. Great. Okay. We'll give you... Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10.
Okay, Ephesians 2, verse 10.
Okay, yes.
Okay. I'm going to mark.
Okay. And Minister Faye, we're going to give you Psalms 139. Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. Anyone else? Maybe I should check mine. Okay, the number one key is not working. Okay, so Pastor Price, we will have you to read. I thought I'd better check it to make sure. Sometimes the number one key doesn't work. So Pastor Price, we're going to have you to read Matthew chapter 7, verses 16 through 20. All right. Then Minister Rachel, we're back to you, Minister Rachel and family. We're giving you Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. Leviticus chapter 10, verses 1 through 3. Minister Faye. Okay. I was just looking at that. That's a long scripture. I'm just going to talk about it. I'm not going to have anybody read that. But Minister Faye, Job chapter 3 and verse 25. Job chapter 3, verse 25. Okay, I think that's it. That is it. Hallelujah. All right, so let's go back a little bit and look at, you know, what we talked about. We began to talk about the Lord, and we're looking at how God is revealing himself in the book of Job as the author and the perfecter of our faith, the author and perfecter really of every part of us. We're just going to say that he's the author and the perfecter. He started it, he founded it, he created it, and he's going to perfect it. And we're looking at through a lens, and we said Psalm 27, verse 13, we're looking through the lens of, I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, trading on God and his goodness and what he's doing. And he's doing this to perfect us because he is the perfecter. And then we began to look at last week of how if you're looking for any answers about why God would allow quote-unquote bad things to happen to good people or bad things to happen to people, you won't find that answer just in one place in the Bible. You have to go through the full counsel of the Bible to be able to find, really, really to see the answer of, you know, why, to really learn about God's character and his nature. And then you really can't do it just by reading. You got to have a relationship with the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is super important, because you can read through the Bible back and forth and forth and back, upside down, from the table of contents to the map, and still won't have an understanding unless you have a relationship. We won't have an understanding unless we have a relationship with God. And we talked about last week how the new is in the old concealed The old is in the new revealed. So the New Testament is in the Old Testament concealed. So there's some things that are hidden in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, those things are revealed. Hallelujah. And we talked about that quote came from St. Augustine a very long time ago that he said that. And then we talked about that we need to have a relationship with the Lord also to get his secrets. You know, he's revealing secrets, Deuteronomy 29:29, secret things belong unto the Lord, our God, but those things that he reveals belongs to us and to our children forever. So we may do the words of this law. So that's what we talked about, some of what we talked about last week. And as we went into Hebrews 12 and verse 1, we talked about looking unto Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Because, you know, as he went through, you know, it was a horrible thing that he went through, hanging on the cross. Before he was on the cross, he was beaten, and all of that he went through. And we look to him who is the founder, the author and perfecter of our, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. So even Jesus went through some things to get to or back to the right hand of the throne of God for us. Amen. Hallelujah. So then we looked at Job a little bit, and we looked at the Lord and Satan in Job 1 and verse 8 and Job 3 and verse, Job 2 and verse 3, where the Lord says, "Has thou considered my servant Job?" He said it two times. The first time he said it, you know, all of Job's possessions and his children, he lost all his possessions and his children. The first time the Lord said, "Have you considered my servant Job?" Then the enemy Satan came back again, the accuser of the brethren. He comes back again, the Lord says to him again, "Has thou considered my servant Job?" And then at that point, Job's body was touched. But God said, you cannot kill him. Amen. And so that's very comforting. Hallelujah. If God allows us to go through something, he still has a leash on Satan. Amen. Satan can only go as far as God will let him go. And so we looked at some reasons why the Lord would allow that. And then we looked at how even in the New Testament, Satan demanded permission to sift Peter, Simon Peter, as wheat. And he was given that permission. And the Lord said to Peter, you know, Jesus said to Peter, "But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not." So there was some perfecting that was going to be done through Peter as Satan was sifting him as wheat. And sifting him as wheat, when you sift wheat, you throw it in the air. The bad part it blows away. And then the good part falls to the ground, you know, I'll say is grounded. Amen. And so that's what the enemy did. He asked, he demanded permission. And the reason why he could demand permission is because he's the accuser of the brethren, and that was a legal term, to demand permission. He had the right, according to the law, in heaven, he had the right and the authority to sift Peter as wheat. And so, and to take those things out of him so that he could be perfected. So God didn't do it, but, and that's the thing we got to know. God is yet a good God. Amen. He didn't do it, but because of the laws, God is a God of order. And because he's put everything in order and in place, he has to go by his own law. And so I want to read that other part. Jesus said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when, I love that, not if, but when. So God knew definitely that Peter was going to make it through this. And he knows definitely whatever he allows the enemy, however he allows the enemy to sift us as wheat, when we make it through, when we are converted, that we will strengthen our brethren, that we will strengthen others because of what we have gone through. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we talked about other things of what perfecting looks like when God does that to us. He allows us to be perfected, and it's a beautiful thing because we got fruit flowing then. Amen. There is fruit. Our faith is flowing. We add to our faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and temperance patience. Hallelujah. And patience godliness, and godliness kindness, and kindness love, charity. Amen. That's some good stuff that's going to come out of whatever he allows us to go through. Hallelujah. Amen. And the good part is that God is with us. Whatever we go through, he's going to be with us. So all that Job went through, he was right there. You know, when Job went through all of the pain, the suffering, when Job's friends were talking to him and everything, God was right there. And then the beautiful part was he came and talked to him after that. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So now that's our review from last week. If you want to hear that in its entirety, just Google Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio. And I went to did some Googling of Gitim yesterday, and G-I-T-M, and it's more Gitims out there than there were years ago when we started. And so make sure that it's Gitim Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and our platform is Blog Talk Radio. Amen. Okay, so as we go into this week, what the Lord is revealing on this week, he just really brought to my mind the things that are valuable here on earth. And I'm just going to give you a few examples. I'm sure that there are many, many more. But things that are valuable, that we deem valuable on this earth, go through something. Amen. They go through something. And think about a diamond. A diamond is very valuable. You know, people want diamonds. The bigger, the better. And what does a diamond have to go through? A diamond is, it starts off as carbon. And then there is intense heat and pressure that come together under the surface of the Earth's mantle to create a natural diamond. It may even take millions of years to grow a diamond, a natural diamond. Now, if you want to do it unnaturally and just get you a quick diamond, that can be grown in a lab in about a month. But you know what? I don't think it's half as beautiful as a natural diamond. And then, and when we think about ourselves, how God would allow us to go through something that is like intense, it's kind of like intense heat when we go through things. And it's under pressure and it's over time. And it may be 4 or 5 years, but sometimes it feels like a billion, a million or a billion years that we're going through. But we got to know, as Jesus said, he endured the cross, despising the shame, but for the joy that was set before him. So even if you're going through something right now, and probably most of us are going through something that is intense, we feel like we're under pressure, and it's been a long time we've been going through this, but there's something on the other side of this. Hallelujah. And God wants us to know that this is not going to last forever. There is something on the other side of this. And so when you endure the cross and despising the shame, there's joy on the other side of whatever you're going through. Hallelujah. And you can take heart in that in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then I was looking at the pearl. A pearl, you know, it happens in a oyster shell. And for many years, people said it was a grain of sand that got in there. Well, they knew that it was something that was an irritant that got in. Now they're saying, it could be something that they ate, that the clam ate or the oyster ate. But nevertheless, it is irritating. It's an irritant, whether it's a piece of food or a piece of sand, it's an irritant that gets in, that gets under that shell and gets in there. Now, some pearl can develop 6 months. That's pretty cool. If it's a bigger shell, if it's a bigger pearl, it can take up to 4 years where it'll develop. But anyway, the thing that I looked at with this is that, you know, when God is perfecting us, like he's perfecting that diamond with intense heat, under pressure, over time, even as a pearl of great price, inside there is going to be irritating. And they can't get it out. It's like trapped in there. It's just like irritating. It won't come out. But there's some things that are being worked on the inside. And then when it's all over, it's going to be that pearl of great price. Hallelujah. Amen. So think about that when you're going through something, and look for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. So Pastor Mom, we're going to have you to say this scripture for us, John 3:16. For God
so loved the world
that he gave
his only begotten Son,
that
whosoever believes in him
shall not perish,
but have an everlasting life.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Thank you so much. Amen. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
Okay.
Now there is something, there's a quote. I heard this quote first from Pastor Price many years ago, and I kind of looked it up, and they say that the quote is attributed to Max Lucado. And the quote is, God loves you just the way you are, but he refuses to leave you that way. Amen. God loves you just the way you are, but he refuses to leave you that way. He wants you to be just like Jesus. Amen. Now, that quote was by Max Lucado, but I can recall Pastor Price saying it like this years ago. God loves you just the way you are, and he won't let you, now I'm messing it up now, God loves you just the way you are, and he loves you enough not to leave you that way. Hallelujah. Amen. God loves us just the way you are. And then the Lord was just showing me that in John 3:16. In John 3:16, it says, God so loved the world. And what that's saying is he loves us just the way we are. He didn't say, I love those who love me first. He didn't say, he said, he so loved the world. Amen. So he loves us just the way that we are. And then it goes on to say that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, and then that goes into the perfecting part. Amen. He loves us just how we are. But he loves us too much to leave us this way. Amen. He has to perfect us. Now, in earlier we read that God said Job is perfect. Yeah, Job was perfect, and he still needed perfecting. Hallelujah. When we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we are perfect in the sense that we are going to heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And still, as we get saved, as we get born again, and we talked about this at length, when we talked about sanctification, and that's that perfecting. He wants us to be perfected. We are perfect in him, and yet he is perfecting us because there's some things that he wants to get out of us, for us, for those around us. And I know that it's important that we are perfecting. He's perfecting our faith, you know, just like Jesus said, so that our faith will be strengthened and we can help other people here and now, right where we are. Amen. So the Lord wanted Job to bear fruit. Hallelujah. And so even though I'm going from this point of view, yes, Job was perfect, but God is perfecting him. And because he put himself in a position, because there were some things that he did that happened, and I saw these things, God just let them kind of jump out at me. There could be more than this. As the Lord was showing me these things, I said, I hope I'm not sounding like Job's friends when I'm saying this. But it's like there were some things that were lacking with Job. And hallelujah. So thank to us. Anyway, the Lord wanted Job to bear fruit. So Job multiplied. He had 10 children. But his kids were not like him. You know, when you read that, it shows how the boys would send for their sisters. But you notice that, this jumped out at me, that those boys never did invite Job and his wife to the party. When I read that, I was like, that sounds like 21st century kids. You know, they'll all get together, the kids will get together, and they plan on drinking and whatever, talking or whatever. But they didn't invite their parents to come. Well, let's go to this next scripture. We'll kind of get back to that too. We're going to get back to Job and his children in just a moment. But anyway, as God is perfecting us, you know, we are his workmanship. Amen. He's working on us. Praise God. So, Minister Rachel and family, Ephesians 2 and verse 10. I'm going to open up your line. Ephesians 2 and verse 10.
Okay, it's me and Gabriel. He's looking at me.
What?
Okay, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You heard him?
Yes, I heard. Very good. Amen. Thank you all. Hallelujah. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. So he has created us unto good works, and God prepared beforehand that we will walk in these good works. And he's going to make sure that we walk in these good works. You know, he's created us for something good. Hallelujah. He has something good, something wonderful in mind for these works that he's doing for us, doing through us. And he wanted Job to walk in those good works that he had for him. Minister Faye, opening up your line, Psalm 139, verses 13 through 16. And, what this is, reading it, it's going to give us a peek into God's workmanship, showing us that he is intimately involved in the creation of every human being. Okay, go ahead, Minister Fang.
Okay. For thou hast possessed my reins. Thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee. For I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eyes did see, verse 16,
okay.
Thine eyes did see my substance. Yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them.
Amen.
That was verse 16.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Amen. And so we get kind of a look at God's workmanship. Amen. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is his work. I mean, so he can look at Job and say, Job is perfect. Amen. And, you know, because nothing that Job had or that any of us has is hid from him. Amen. Every part of us is open to God. Every part of us. Hallelujah. And so, He loves what he worked, what he made, amen, and he wants us to be perfected, and he's the perfecter to do that. Now, Job was being perfected by the Lord, and there are three things that we saw in the Word that shows that there was at least three areas where Job was not perfected, amen. Now, number one, we're going to get back to his kids in a little bit. But number one, Job feared God. He respected God. But it doesn't say he loved God. And in the New Testament, we find that the Lord is looking for us to love the Lord with all our heart, all our soul, and all our strength. And the most that is said about Job was that he feared God. So, and that's a respect. So he feared God. He respected God. But it didn't say that he loved God. And then the second thing was Job was into rituals. He had these rituals where he would sacrifice for his sons every time they had the party, just in case they cursed God in their heart. So Job seemed to be into rituals rather than the relationship with the Lord. And I just thought it was very interesting that none of Job's kids sacrificed. It didn't say that they did any sacrifice, you know, like their dad did. So there was something that was kind of missing with this, that Job's kids weren't right, and your children are your fruit. And so his children were not like him. They were not behaving like him. They were behaving differently. And there was something about Job that he knew that it was possible for his kids to curse God in their heart. There must have been something, some actions that they had made that would cause him to believe that they could possibly curse God in their heart. And so there's something about the fruit that came from Job that was not quite right. And so God had to perfect that too. So Pastor Price, read for us Matthew 7, verses 16 through 20.
Okay.
Your line is
Good morning. Okay. Good morning. And good morning, Pastor Mom and Apostle and all the precious saints. Matthew 7, 16 through 20. And you shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruit you shall know them. Okay, going back on mute.
Thank you. So these were things that God just brought out to me about fruit, you know, coming from a tree. And I mean, it's laudable that Job was praying for his kids. You know, it really is. It's good that he was praying for his kids. But he really knew that something was not right. And we pray for our children. You know, I'm believing, I'm praying for my child right now. Hallelujah. That she would, bear good fruit. I think about that scripture, train up a child in the way that they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it. I even think about myself, that I consider myself now as being good fruit, but I didn't start to be good fruit till I was 36 years old. At least started in that direction, and God is still perfecting me. Hallelujah for good fruit. But what came to me as I was going through this is that there were, I can think of, there may be more than this, but two godly people in the Old Testament whose children did some things that really upset God, and they were killed. This was the offspring of two godly people in the Bible, and Minister Rachel, read Minister Rachel and family. You're reading Leviticus 1, Leviticus 10. Verses 1 through 3. Yes.
Okay. Come on, Gabriel. And I hope I'm saying this right. Lord, help me. Nadab and
Abihu.
Okay. Abihu.
Yeah.
Okay. The sons of Aaron took either of them his censer and put fire therein, and put incense thereon, and offered strange fire before the Lord, which he commanded them not. And there went out fire from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord. Then Moses said unto Aaron, this is it that the Lord spake, saying, I will be sanctified in them that come nigh me. And before all the people, I will be glorified. And Aaron held his peace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel. So here we go. Aaron, who was a Levite, and Aaron, you know, sacrificed before the Lord and everything. And he had two boys, Nadab and Abihu, who were bringing strange fire into, you know, in, where they sacrificed, into the presence of the Lord, bringing strange fire. And strange fire is fire that was brought, it was supposed to be brought in, but they did it their way. They didn't do it God's way. There were other things. I mean, God had told them how to do things specifically, and they did it their way. Okay, and then we're not going to read through this right now, but there's Eli. Eli had some wicked sons because they didn't do what the Lord said to do. Now, this is in 1 Samuel chapter 2. Verses 12 through 36. We're not going to read that today. You know, you can check that out. And now this is the same Eli who was Samuel's mentor, the great prophet Samuel, who the Lord sent to anoint Saul as king and later to anoint David as king. The great prophet Samuel, his mentor was Eli. And so God did use Eli to mentor Samuel, but then when it came to Samuel's kids, Hophni and Phinehas, you know, it says that they were scoundrels. They had no regard for the Lord. And, you know, so God punished them, you know. And then what God did was, he condemned every man in Eli's family that they should not be old. They should not grow old. And that Hophni and Phinehas would die on the same day. So now, you know, these things, you know, that happened. I mean, and what I was looking at it from this perspective is that there was something going on with Job's kids that were not quite right. I don't know if they were as much as Nadab and Abihu or Hophni and Phinehas. You know, I don't know exactly what they did, but they're, as Job having fruit, the kids just didn't look quite right. You know, I don't know if it was the girls, kind of looked like the boys. But, you know, all of them were taken. And I just want to stop here for a moment. And, Lord God, we lift up all of our fruit to you right now in the name of Jesus. We lift up all of our children to you, those who who are not going exactly in the way that they should go with you, those who may even be flat out denying your existence, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Father God, we pray right now that all of us have good fruit. Hallelujah. Good fruit, that our children are good fruit, that they are taught of the Lord. Great is their peace. Great is their undisturbed composure. They are taught of the Lord. They were trained up in the things of God. Even if all they knew was the Lord's Prayer, they were trained up in the things of God, and then when they're old, they will not depart from you. In the name of Jesus, we claim them all as an inheritance for your kingdom and for your righteousness. And as your word says, hallelujah, hallelujah, many are the afflictions of the righteous, hallelujah, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And then you also said that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So we thank you right now that our seed, hallelujah, is good fruit and that they shall be delivered as we continue to follow you and love you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And then the third thing and the last thing for today that we want to mention that we saw by the Spirit of the Lord about Job was, and this is a pretty famous, a well-known scripture here, Job 3 and verse 25. Minister Fay?
Yes. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, and here's the thing about Job. He said, for the thing which I greatly feared, not just a little bit, he greatly feared, and that's why he was doing all those rituals. That's why he was talking to the Lord about this and doing the sacrifices for his children, because he greatly feared, and what he greatly feared has come upon him, and that which he has feared, he said, and that which I feared of is come upon me. Now, lately we've heard people say what fear means. Came from Joyce Meyer or who it came from, but it said fear is false evidence appearing real. So you take the first letters of fear, or the letters of fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. And I look at, faith and fear are kind of connected in this way. Faith is believing about the best that's yet to come. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's what faith is. Fear is dreading that the worst will be your destiny. So faith and fear, both the substance of things to come with evidence not seen. And so Job was going through this fear thing, because fear goes out and looks for something in the future, and faith goes out and looks for something in the future. And faith is opening the door for God to work and operate in our lives. And that scripture, it's impossible to please God without faith. And so that's a pleasing thing to God, and it opens doors for God to work and operate in our lives. It was being perfected by the author and perfecter of faith. Amen. And then what fear did was open the door for the enemy. So what fear did was open the door for the accuser of the brethren. Now, it didn't say these words in the Bible. It didn't. Satan did not come to God and say, he's in fear. He's fearing. But still, the door was open for the enemy to come and sift him as wheat, and to cause Job to go into God's perfecting process that was in his life. And even as we close this today, Lord God, we lift up every kind of fear, every kind of dread that may even be in the back of our mind someplace, to the place where the words have not even been made in our mind. We're not even really thinking about that we have a fear, but it may try to present itself as an anxiety in different circumstances and situations. Lord God, we lift up any fear, any anxiety, any dread, any trauma from the past, Lord. We lift it up to you right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we come against it in Jesus' name. We lay every fear at your feet right now in the put it in the footstool of Jesus, that your foot is on every fear that would try to come against us any way, shape, or form in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, right now that every bit of fear is being replaced by faith in you, by looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now that your blood, your cleansing, healing blood is burning out every bit of fear out of us right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. Hey, Rabba Shika Rabba Siaga. Ha Rabba Sandara Hoshe Kerada Hashata. Hallelujah. Where even if it came from childhood, generations back, even if it came through our parents and our parents' parents and whatever, even if that fear came through them, Lord God, we send your cleansing, your healing blood back through the generations right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Obliterating, cleansing out, healing that trauma of fear, trepidation, dread right now out of us all in the name of Jesus. Haye, God. Thank you, God. We thank you, Lord, that you are perfecting us right now. You are perfecting our faith in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God. We bless your mighty name. We honor you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are awesome, Lord God. And we thank you right now for moving that mountain, for destroying that mountain of fear out of us. Out of us, our children's children. It stopped now in the name of Jesus. The bloodline has been drawn. It's been drawn going backwards, forward, and sideways in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Haye God. Shanana ha shandereyose. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory. And we give you honor. Thank you for this word today. Hallelujah. Thank you for this word today, Lord God. We thank you for the freedom of this word. We thank you for the love of this word. We thank you for the peace of this word. In Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Thank you, Lord. We're going to open the lines for everyone in just a few moments. But for right now, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord is working right now. He's working. And even as the song said, he never stops. He never stops working. Hallelujah. He's working right now. Bless your name. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord says to someone, that fear that you've had before, that you've seen even through the night, that fear is gone, never to return. In the name of Jesus, that fear is gone. That trauma is gone, never to return. Bless your name. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We're just going to take time right now and open up all the lines. If you'd like to say something, you can. If not, please mute your line. But if you like, all lines are opening now. All lines are opening now. If you are doing something in the background, go ahead and mute your phone. If you'd like to say something, mute your phone now.
Glory to God. Apostle, I just thank God for, was anybody else speaking, Apostle?
No. Go ahead.
Okay, glory to God. Glory to God. I want to thank God for today. I want to thank God for the word that came forth today. And I want to thank God for the first words that even before the sermon when you, about the 40th anniversary, thank you so much for all the kind words that the Lord spoke through you today. I give him glory, I give him praise, and I give him honor. for 40 years, IHS, in his service. And I worship him and thank him for what he's doing and how he's doing it in our lives. Then I want to thank God for the service today, the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful service today. Pastor Mom, you sound so strong today, Pastor Mom. Thank God for your prayer at the beginning and for the opening scriptures that you said. And even when you came back in the sermon with John 3:16, I want to thank God for you today, Pastor Mom. And I want to say I love you, Mom, and God bless you even today. And then, Apostle, I want to thank God for this tremendous word. There's so much that was given today, just so much. But it looked like towards the end, it's just, I mean, wow, God just really took and blew this thing, you know, out of the water. And when you begin to talk about how faith and fear connect, faith believes, you know, it believes for the good things and the best to come, but fear believes and looks for something negative to happen in the future. And then last, when you begin to pray, and pray about the cleansing and how fear opened the door in Job's life for the enemy to come and sift Job. And you said, and you began to pray about the cleansing and healing blood to obliterate all fear from our lives in every area so that we will not open any doors for the enemy. I mean, I got so much of what you shared above that, but I just wanted to say and how you began to pray about destroying every mountain of fear, that we draw the bloodline of Jesus against any and all fear. I just thank the Lord today for letting us recognize and come against any and all fear, anything that will open any doors for the enemy to come in. Because while you were praying, it was like there are things that I've seen where the fear has come in about where my grandchildren or my children was concerned, to be able to come against any fear about anything happening to my children, my grandchildren. God has kept them. I was in one of my great grandsons was born, grandson. He was only about I think 2 pounds at birth, and I saw him. I was there when he came out, and was this grandson, not great grandson, and I was there when he came out. And then a little while I went to go and stay at the house when he got older, but because he had come out so little, we had him oxygen and different things. But he was out of the hospital. He was at home. But he was, his mom had gone out, and I was there with the baby. And he took a bassinet. And I went in, one of the daughters was taking care of the baby. They left the baby in, but she was asleep. And when I went in the room, the baby was wedged in between the mattress and the side of the bassinet. So I brought the baby in the room where I was sleeping at. And when I brought my little grandson in the room with me, I said, "Oh Lord," is the baby gone? I said, "Oh, is he gonna die?" I said, "They're going to sleep in there." The baby wedged in between that. And the little spoke to me in such a calm and peaceful way. He said, "He ain't died yet, anyhow." I said, "No, Lord." He said, I got it. And he's up now, I think he's I think 14 or 15 years old now. And he wouldn't do this and he wouldn't do that. Because they said he was born with a cerebral, you know, whatever you call it, palsy. His mom, she showed the picture of him running up the stairs, taking the grocery up the stairs, running up the stairs. And what they had said, what it wouldn't be and wouldn't do, you know. So the thing that the Lord brought back to my mind, he said, now, and really, I really saw through this message today that I've got to take inventory. He said, you've got to take inventory, Helen, and see what fears may be coming up in your life, fear of whatever it is, any kind of fears that try to come up. But he said, but already over that and draw that bloodline of Jesus against anything that will try to come up about your children, your family. It could be your minister, whatever it is. He said, don't even tell it. What is that word that says, Apostle? Fear tolerated. If we tolerate fear, it was another statement that went along with it. But we don't want to even tolerate fear. It's not something we're going to tolerate, you know, in a situation so we can be able to avenge it. So I thank you for the word today, for all of the word. I mean, I have a ton of notes here today about so much of the
the things that you ministered on today. But when you got down to the last part on the pace of resistance of letting us know that we know that that fear opened the door, and we cannot tolerate that fear, because if we do, it will begin to open doors that God does not want in our lives. So I'm going to stop so somebody else can come on. But I just wanted to say thank God. I'm excited. You can tell I'm excited. And I give glory to God for every part of the word today. God bless you and love you, and I'll talk with you all later. God bless. I'll go back on mute.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. We love you. And once again, congratulations on 40 years of pastoral service. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much.
Amen. Anyone else?
This is Minister Carrier. Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me?
Hi, Minister. Yes, I hear you well.
Oh, okay, I was on another phone. Congratulations, Pastor Price, of the years that you was called into service and how you have serviced the Lord and his people and fed them. And thank you for all that you do. We appreciate you in all capacity, even as I sit some time and listen to you like a summation of the things that have like today. So I just
Amen.
Want to tell you that. And also to Pastor Mom and Apostle Kizzy, that was today, and every other day too. I don't say much, but thank you for the message that you gave today. Thank you for the prayer, because sometimes that fear does come in and you can't tolerate it because it tries to take over. And I thank you, Pastor Price, for the spiritual warfare class that you can that you recognize it, and when you recognize it, you can come against it when it tries to sneak in at different times. And I just thank you. I had to notice some things when you were talking today too about fear. That's why I care. I'm like I'm rambling right now. But children, they're so little, and things are they're just innocent, and those things come into their little lives when we don't guard them. And protect them against those, you know, different things that come in. And that's why my heart is so toward children, because they eat, and sometimes they don't know what they're eating. And then if they don't get that started, then they don't have to fight it off if you protect them, and they don't have to fight it off in later years. And so I just thank you today. I'm just going on and on. Thank you today. I thank God for the word. I thank you for the prayer. I thank you for the encouragement and everything. Okay, that's it.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Carey. I know you haven't said anything for a while. And so good, got to get some of it out. Thank you. Amen. Anyone else?
Apostle, before yes. Minister Carey goes, I want to thank her for the greeting on the ministry for the 40 years. And also, I looked it up, Apostle. Fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Fear tolerated Ooh. Is faith contaminated. So I just wanted to say
wow.
that. Yes, I found it. God bless you. I'm going back on mute.
Ooh. Amen. Anyone else? The lines are still open.
I thank the Lord for being here. I thank him for everything that I've heard, and I've got a praise offering. Sister Faye, I had a problem with my hands feeling cold and my feet, and so one day I said, well, I'm going to try this B12. I was taking it, but I increased it, and when I increased it, the coldness went away. And I thank the Lord for it went away. And I hadn't told the doctor about it yet, so I'll tell him it'll be a praise offering, though. But also I had a family member that was in trouble with the law, and a gun was involved, but he didn't instigate this situation, and the judge let him go and wiped his slate clean. That
Hallelujah.
Was a miracle.
Amen.
Yep. So I
Amen.
Just, also when I go, usually when I go see my doctor, I take him some sermonettes. Time I usually put it in a book, so I put it in it was a health food book, and I dropped in there a bar of chocolate candy, the cacao kind, and he looked in
yeah.
there and he saw the pages, and when he saw the candy, he said, oh, that was Friday, he said, oh, in the morning I'm gonna fix me a cup of coffee and eat this and start studying. I said praise the Lord. Because when I started writing to prisoners, I didn't know it would spread. But I had this idea from Nehemiah. Nehemiah said, we can't all work on this wall. But if we work, if we work around where we live, if we just work where we live at, we
yes.
can get the job done.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm gonna write that down about faith. Fear.
Amen.
Fear and faith. I'm gonna write that down.
All right. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that testimony.
You're welcome.
Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? Your line's open. I believe everybody's line open.
Would you repeat again what she said about fear and faith?
Oh, fear tolerated is faith contaminated.
Okay.
Fear tolerated is faith contaminated.
Okay, thank you.
So, amen. And, you know, many times when, you know, anything tries to come up on me, you know, any kind of fear or, you know, things in my mind that try to start going. I think about that scripture that says that, and the blood of Jesus is able to purge our conscience from every dead work. And that has been such a blessing to me, because I be pleading the blood of Jesus over my mind to get those thoughts out of my head. Hallelujah. So the blood of Jesus. I'm trying to remember where that scripture is. I'm trying to see if I can find it. I'll send it to you. The blood of Jesus. Oh, it's Hebrews 9:14. The blood of Jesus is able to purge our conscience from every dead work. Amen. Okay. Anyone else?
Hello, Minister Kizzy.
Yes, Sister Joanne. Minister Joanne?
Yes, I have a testimony. A couple of months ago, this agency, my social worker called me and said that they don't know how long they're going to have funding to pay my rent, right? So, you know, I called and, you know, I waited on God, right? So all of a sudden, yeah. I called my cousin and he said he gave me a voucher for Section 8. So they came Friday and they proved this apartment that I've been living in for 20 years so I could stay here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Wow.
He's a good
guy. Wow. Oh, Section 8 is not the easiest thing to get approved.
No, that's what I'm saying. It went like one last month. I filled out the papers, and this month, it went right through. She came Friday to do an inspection.
Glory
and it went
God.
Right through. She said, oh, she walked in, and she said, oh, your house is so clean. Oh, she just walked in and walked right back out.
Hallelujah.
So I thank you, Jesus. God is good all the time. God is good.
Hey, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hey, I'm sitting here also praising God because you've been
hallelujah.
Here for 20 years.
Thank
been,
you, Jesus.
You've been out of the hospital for 20 years.
Yes, yeah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And, I mean, it's a long, beautiful story, but Minister Joanne was in a hospital for people that long 20 years ago. They used to put everybody who was diagnosed with HIV positive in the same hospital and just basically take care of them and kind of like it was a hospice. And God got her out of there 20 years ago. And you've been living by yourself for 20 years.
20 years, yes. Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they were paying this facility was paying for your rent for 20 years.
Yeah,
it's
yes.
a whole lot in them 20 years.
Yes, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. It's a beautiful
thank you,
place.
Jesus.
I remember when I walked in, I started crying.
Wow.
Crying, praising the Lord. It's just a beautiful, peaceful place. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. That's a jump up and down.
You're
and
welcome.
Thank you.
I thank God for your ministry, Minister
Amen.
Kitty and your mom. I continue to pray for y'all. Pray much for me, and I'll pray much for you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you so much. I was just talking about you the other day to somebody. I'm always giving your testimony. Amen. God bless you. Love you.
Love you.
Amen. Anyone else?
Hi. I wanted to say faith is accepted. Fear is rejected. Like we say, faith in God, his will, his purpose, his plan, and for our children and for our seed, and every generational line, we have been placed in the kingdom bloodline of Jesus Christ. So we receive faith, healing, and wholeness in every area of our life. We give permission and total permission, even on earth as it is in heaven, for God to flow through us freely. Because faith, the Father is almighty, intelligent, and truth, truly holy. Yes. Hallelujah. And we give him total permission. We straight up believe and we accept all that he is and all his laws and everything in our hearts, minds, and souls. And may our children do it. Hallelujah. And we reject the enemy's purpose, plans, and plot has been rendered null and void because of the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we reject fear, the false
yes.
evidence appearing real, because it's not going to ever be real because we accept the kingdom of God. We accept the kingdom of God in our hearts, our health, our life,
yes.
our love, everything. And it's nothing tainted in the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you all, and I thank God for you and Pastor Mom. I thank God for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. I thank God for God and the Miss Ministries. I thank God for Memphis Covenant Faith Christian Center. I thank God for even, I hope I say it right, Point Christian Fellowship. Am I saying it right? Point Light? Yeah. I thank God for all the ministries that are yielded to his purpose and plan and is standing on his word in faith and allow his faith to flow through every ministry, and he will keep on flowing his blessings in our lives in Jesus' name. And we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I had all to clear that.
Glory to God. I join with you on that one. Amen.
Because that was
thank
a kingdom
you.
Decree. God put that in me to say it out in the atmosphere. People don't hear it in the future. Jesus tarries.
Amen.
To come.
Hallelujah.
Love you all.
Amen. Love Hallelujah. You. Love. Amen. Anyone else? Anybody else? Hallelujah. All right. So praise God. Thank you all so much. And for those comments and just sharing your testimony and just beautiful. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Now, you know, we always pray the prayer of salvation, and we pray this for those to get saved. I could just see that somebody at some time, maybe in later in the future, is going to find this Get 'Em Radio, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and all of the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and know that they have found a gold mine. Hallelujah. And they're just going to dig in and just have a good time. And so we want to pray the prayer of salvation for those who don't know that they're saved, so that they may be saved in the name of Jesus. And then those who are saved, who are born again, that they can pray with other people to be saved. Now, I know time is running a little late right now, but I'm perceiving something in the spirit. I want to pray the prayer of salvation. But I'm perceiving like some kind of pain under the breastbone, right underneath there, that there's pain going on right there. I don't know exactly what organ that is, but Lord God, you know. And in the name of Jesus, we lift that up to you right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, we send your blood, your healing blood, into that area. Whoever is experiencing this pain right now, this discomfort, right underneath their breastbone, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We just lift them up to you right now. In Jesus' name, and we thank you, Father God, for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness. As you arise over them right now with healing in your wings, it doesn't matter what the diagnosis was. It doesn't matter how long they've been going through it, but you are the God that healeth thee. You are healing them right now in the name of Jesus. What you reveal, you heal. And so, Lord, we give you praise for it right now in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, John 3:16, as Pastor Mom said earlier, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And then Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Thank you all for saying those scriptures with me. Glory to God. Look at you. You're just learning them. Hallelujah. And so pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I ask you to forgive me of all my sins.
I believe
that you died for me. And God raised you
from the dead.
I ask you to come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord. And be my Savior. Show me your way. And help me to follow you. And now I know. According to the Bible, I'm saved. I'm born again. I'm redeemed. And heaven is my home. And I thank you, Lord, now.
And I thank you, Lord,
for being the author
and being the
author and the perfecter
and the
of my faith. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
And hallelujah. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome to the family of God. Welcome to your salvation. We thank God right now that you are the church. I am the church. We are the church together. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we want to pray over you right now. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for touching them from the top of their heads to the crown of their feet. Thank you, Lord God, that old things are passed away and all things have become new in them, whether they can feel it or not. Hallelujah. And then, Lord God, we ask you right now to fill them to overflowing with your Holy Spirit and with power, power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right. Thank you, Lord God, that the struggle is over. between them and the world and the flesh. And we give you praise for it right now, Lord God. And they have power to read the Bible and understand it because you're there with them. Power to speak in their heavenly language, even now, in the name of Jesus. And we give you glory, Lord God. Hallelujah. Amen. And now we want to invite you to come to a Bible-believing church. If that church is in your neighborhood, and they believe in the Bible, the Word of God, go to that church so that you can learn more and grow in the things of God. We also invite you to the East St. Center Church and also to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. So East St. Louis Christian Center Church meets every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, your apostolic pastor. Now, next Sunday, we're going to have our guest church with us. They come the fifth Sunday of every month, and that's Memphis Covenant Faith. And so you'll get to hear from Pastor Price, Minister Joy, and Minister Amber on next Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Praise God. Every Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. And as she digs into the Word of God, she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. And that's every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. On Tuesdays, we have our Praying in Tongues Tuesday. That's our prayer time. It's just so awesome from what God does there. And so we have volunteers who come to pray in tongues about 15 minutes each. And then we have interpretation of tongues. So that's 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern every Tuesday. On Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month, we have our healing service. Our next healing service is going to be Wednesday, November the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And over the past three months, we have seen 25 healings. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. So join us for that. Mark your calendar. Set your cell phone alarm for November the 9th, the second Wednesday of every month, November the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Our co-hosts are Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Praise God. Now, on Thursday, glory to God, we have our Thursday night edition of Get 'Em Radio. This is our core edition. This is where we started 10 years. We didn't have the family of broadcasts back then. We had our Thursday night edition, and it's every Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Now, this Thursday coming up, we have our guest who is a missionary to Pakistan. He's a tree surgeon. The artist for these cartoon characters, Christian cartoon characters named Murford and the Tree Tunes. They're all over St. Louis. And you can Google that, Murford, M-E-R-F-E-R-D. And he's going to be with us this Thursday night on the 27th of October, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And God uses him with healing as well. He prayed for someone who never spoke and never heard, and they were able to hear and to speak. Glory to God. So God is working through this man of God. His name is Brother Wendell Phillips Barwick. Wendell Phillips Barwick. And his last name is spelled B-E-R-W-I-C-K. Amen. Hallelujah. And then in November, Get 'Em Radio, the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, is celebrating our 10th anniversary. And we're doing it every Thursday night in November. So I pray that you can join us, and we're going to have some fun talking about some things, and we're going to have a little game that we're going to play every night for a little while, and then there's going to be prizes that's going to go out with those games. We're going to honor some people during that time as well, and we're going to have guest speakers. Say the guest speakers, Lord willing. Hallelujah. We'll talk about that next week. But we have guest speakers every night, and they're all on fire for the Lord, all four of them. Praise God. So we look forward to seeing you in November as we celebrate, and our theme is, look what the Lord has done. Hallelujah, because he has done great and awesome things in our lives and in your lives too. Amen. So that's all that we have right now. We're going to go ahead and close. Pastor Mom, did you have any comments you want to make before you close us out in prayer?
Thank you, Mary. Thank you for everybody. It was nice today. And be with us to stand by.
Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. All right. So you can close us out in prayer. Mm-hmm. May the Lord
may lie watch between me and thee while we'll be
absent
one from another.
One from another.
One from another.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you all for coming and just hanging out with. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day.